Spring is in the air. Tulips, cherry blossoms, music.
The flowers that bloom in the spring, tra-la, breathe promise of merry sunshine. As we merrily dance and we sing, tra-la, we welcome the hope that they bring, tra-la, of a summer of roses and wine, of a summer of roses and wine. And that's what we mean when we say that a thing is welcome as flowers that bloom in the spring. Tra-la-la-la-la.
An abundance of music celebrates the season, such as the piece we're hearing now, The Flowers That Bloom in the Spring, from The Mikado, a Gilbert and Sullivan operetta. And like a harbinger of spring itself, Miles Hoffman joins us, our musical commentator, to talk about music inspired by the season. Good morning.
Hello, Renee. I have to say, I've never been called a harbinger before. I don't know if that's good or bad.
Well, this season, you're a harbinger of spring.
Okay.
Does spring have some kind of inspirational edge over the other seasons?
I'm going to say yes. And as soon as I say that, we probably...
Letters.
You know, yeah, we'll get letters and emails from people listing 40,000 pieces that have the word winter in the title. And there are lots of other seasons that... Well, no, there are three other seasons that have inspired composers, Renee. But I think spring has a special place. And spring can be a powerful and moving metaphor. It's a reality that the reawakening after the cold winter, the rebirth, the joy, flowering, greening. I think the simple way to say it is spring makes people happy. Now that sounds happy, doesn't it, Renee?
Yeah.
Happy and spring-like? That's from the Spring Symphony by Robert Schumann, his Symphony No. 1.
Are there ways within the music itself that a composer could paint a picture, if you will, of the color green or the fragrance of cherry blossoms and fresh dirt?
The short answer to that question, Renee, is no. There is no literal way to represent in music a color or even a feeling. Even in something like the Pastoral Symphony of Beethoven, where he gives each movement a title, and where he actually includes bird calls, because sometimes composers do imitate the sounds of nature. But even Beethoven himself in that symphony said that this is supposed to be more an expression of feeling than painting.
Does putting references to the season in the titles add to the effect? That is, you go in expecting, in a sense,
well,
to hear spring, and that's, in a way, what you hear.
Well, I think that's a good point. And you know, I'm going to quote from a letter from Schumann himself. He was writing about a different piece. He was writing about his piano pieces, Scenes from Childhood. And some critic had written something that Schumann thought was really ridiculous. And Schumann replied in a letter to somebody else. He said, "I do not deny that I saw a few children's faces in my mind's eye while I was composing, but the titles were added later, of course, and are really no more than slight pointers to the way of interpreting and playing the pieces."
Do other people at a later time tack on titles to these works?
Very often, Renee, and sometimes it's just a nickname that somehow gets attached to it. A perfect example is the Spring Sonata of Beethoven. It's his Sonata No. 5 for violin and piano, and I looked all over. I could not find the origin of the title. I don't know who gave it the title, except that we know Beethoven did not give it the nickname the Spring Sonata. On the other hand, if you listen to the opening of this sonata, it's not surprising that people would call it the Spring Sonata. And Renee, that's our old friend Yasha Heifetz playing violin with Emmanuel Bay playing piano in the opening of Beethoven's Spring Sonata for violin and piano.
One thing about this piece is there's a delicacy. It does almost jump out at you that it's lacy-like.
Mm-hmm, and celebrates that aspect of spring, the delicacy of new flowers, of new buds.
Miles, many songs in classical music, The texts are about spring, but often not in English for those who only speak English. In German, say. I mean, would you know that it's spring just by listening?
You know, Renee, I think that if the composer has been inspired by spring, we will somehow feel the set of feelings that the composer intended us to feel. The composer's idea will still be communicated. And I think an excellent example of this would be from a song by Franz Schubert. It's a song for voice, clarinet, and piano. It's called Shepherd on the Rock. And the last section of the song, the text begins with Der Frühling will kommen, der Frühling mein Freud. And what this means is spring wants to come, spring my joy. Renee, for many years, one of my great personal joys has been to listen to the voice of my wife, who is a soprano, wonderful soprano. And this is, with the American Chamber Players and clarinetist Lauren Kitt, this is soprano Susan Boykin. And we'll hear the final section, or portion of the final section, from Schubert's song, Shepherd on the Rock.
Miles, this is a good start on the spring. Happy spring to you.
Thank you very much. You too, Renee.
Miles Hoffman is a violist and artistic director of the American Chamber Players, also the author of the NPR Classical Music Companion.